We're doing in Yaakov, we're up to the 25th chapter of Tractate Shabbat, and we're up to very famous Gemaros that affect us every Shabbat. The Gemara had discussed the Psukim in Yeshaya. V'chibato ne'asot terachecha. Honor Shabbos. And the Gemara began with the word chibato. The Gemara had said chibato is that our Shabbos attire, our Shabbos clothing, should be different than our weekday clothing. The Gemara then quoted Rabbi Yochanan, who said his clothing are his honor. That we should recognize that the clothing affect the way we perceive ourselves, the way others perceive us. I used to say jokingly that I once got an email, maybe 10 years ago, the email started, "Rabbi, I love your classes. It's the first time I see a real rabbi teaching classes, so I'm feeling really good." And then about three lines into the email, the guy writes, "It's because you dress like a rabbi." So he said nothing about the content, only about the dress. So I said, "Oh boy, okay." The bottom line is that dress affects us. It affects us, it affects the way people perceive us, it affects the way we perceive ourselves. It's a way of us being respectful people. Rav Yochanan called his own clothing my honor, Rav Yochanan used to say. Kari limane, he used to call his own clothing mechabdute. Now Rav Yochanan compiles the Jerusalem Talmud, he's chief rabbi of Israel, he's the biggest rabbi of his day, meaning the contemporaries are Rav, Shmuel, the chief rabbis in Babylon. Rav is the senior authority when it comes to halachic matters, Shmuel is the senior authority when it comes to monetary matters, and Rav Yochanan is great than both of them. Rabbi Yochanan is the one we rule like when there's an argument. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha like Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan, halacha like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan, halacha like Rabbi Yochanan. So he's a big rabbi in his day, right? And what does he say? Mane, his clothing, he says, are mechabdute, that's my honor. Wait a second, your Torah is your honor. What do you mean, your clothing? No, at the end of the day, you walk in the streets, people meet you, people see you, the way we dress affects. Bottom line, it is an element of a person's honor. And coming back to here, clothing are viewed as something that honor the person who wears them. And that is part of how we honor Shabbos. V'chibato, show honor to Shabbos. So I always give the example. You went on vacation, comes Shabbos, you tell yourself, "I'm in pajamas all Shabbos, I'm on vacation." Wrong. Wear Shabbos clothing. It's part of honoring Shabbos. It doesn't matter if you're stuck on an island. You have Shabbos clothing. It's part of honoring Shabbos. Ma'asot derachecha, part two. The pasuk says, honor Shabbos from doing your own path. What does that mean? Shelo yehei hiluchach shel Shabbat ki hiluchach shel chol. Our gait, the way we walk on Shabbos, should not be the same as the way we walk on weekdays. So if you're young and you like running, so you could run on Shabbos, that's a person's joy. But otherwise, we're supposed to walk in a more leisurely way on Shabbos. It doesn't mean you have to walk slowly. It means our gait should reflect the fact that it's a different day. I'm not in a rush to get to work, etc. You want to run to a shir, you could run to a shir. You want to run to davening, you could run to davening. That's what we saw in the Gemara in Brachos. Initially I thought, that the rabbis who are running on Shabbos to go daven and to learn, they're desecrating Shabbos. Then I learned that the pasuk says they follow Hashem like a lion, so do we have to pursue mitzvot and to run and davening. Okay, ananami rahitna. He says, I also ran on Shabbos. So, okay, if it's for a mitzvah, you could run. But our general gait on Shabbos should reflect that it's a different day. Yeah?
Yeah, it was raining last Friday, so now you can run?
If you want to escape the rain, yeah. It says, Mimtzoh cheftzecha. A person should not pursue his own desires on Shabbos. Meaning, chafatzecha asurim, our own desires are prohibited. A person shouldn't go for a walk on Shabbos to check out how his field is doing. I remember when I was on the Lower East Side, so there was one Friday I couldn't find parking. I went around and around and around and I couldn't find parking. So finally I parked in a spot that wasn't far from a bus stop. I estimated that it wouldn't bother anyone, but I knew I could get a ticket. And the rest of Shabbos, I forced myself not to look to see if there's that orange. In those days, they used to put these orange envelopes in your windshield. They got a ticket, right? I forced myself not to look. Now, it was right across the street from the apartment building. So every time I'd walk out, I'd put my head down. I'm not going to look. I mean, tzochev tzochav, not supposed to follow my own desires. And sure enough, I had a ticket after Shabbos. Okay, you know, what can I do? Mimtzochev tzochav, chafatzecha asurim. Your own desires are prohibited on Shabbos, but chafzei shamayim mutarim. The desires of heaven are permissible. So that means we're allowed to talk shidduchim on Shabbos. We're allowed to talk about raising funds for tzedakah on Shabbos, for charity. That's not my own desires. It's not my money. It's even to help a child get a job, to help a child apprentice. You have a mitzvah to help a child apprentice. So that's permissible on Shabbos. We had a question. What about if I'm trying to get someone else a job on Shabbos? So, lechora, I'm doing a mitzvah. Meaning for me, it's not work. I'm getting him the job on Shabbos. Yeah. So, the Gemara permits for one's own child. There, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah. For your own child to get an apprenticeship, you're allowed to discuss that on Shabbos. I still need to find solid proof that we can extend that to also getting someone else a job. I believe it's true that you could extend it. But I need to find good proof for that thought. Coming back to...
For yourself is forbidden, right?
For yourself, so our assumption is that that's my own desires, to land a contract on Shabbos, right? So you know the old joke, two Hasidim meet one another on Shabbos, so they say, Nishtav Shabbos Giret, we don't talk about these things on Shabbos, but I hear your car's on sale. So the guy comes back and says, Nishtav Shabbos Giret, we don't talk about these things on Shabbos, but yeah. So he goes back to Davin, and 10 minutes later he comes back and goes, Nisht of Shabbos Giret, you know, we shouldn't talk about this on Shabbos, but how much are you asking? So he goes, Nisht of Shabbos Giret, we don't talk about it on Shabbos, it was sold 5 minutes ago. That's not what should happen. We're not supposed to talk about our own transactions on Shabbos.
See, even getting the kid a job, which is great, the person that you're talking to, he's going to be thinking about his business then. Where should I put it? What can I do?
But that, the Gemara says, is muster.
Okay,
because I have a job to get a kid an apprenticeship. Okay, part of our responsibility as a parent is to give our kids the ability to fund, to support themselves.
The trick is, you know, it's not the only time you can do it. You can call the guy after.
Right, right.
Yeah, but there's nothing like speaking to someone face to face.
That's true. No, I mean, I should be the worst thing I ever do in the house. I would take that, buy into that now in a heart. But if you're going to say what at least you'd be aspired to, you know, I that's the question. It's not going to ask that.
You're just setting your son up with an apprenticeship.
Eventually, with the build of our. And how you speak on Shabbos should also be different, the Navi Yeshaya says. So the Gemara says, "Shelo yehei dibucha shel Shabbat kedibucha shel Chol." The way a person speaks on Shabbos should not be the way they speak on weekdays. We're not supposed to talk about business. We're not supposed to talk about whether you made money this week, lost money this week. So that we sing in Kiyash Merah Shabbat, right? We say, Asur mitzo chefetz, that's this pasuk, you're prohibited from pursuing your own desires, checking out what your field needs on Shabbos. Asot derachim, or walking the path the way I would on a weekday. Gam miledaber bo, also I'm prohibited from speaking on Shabbos. Divrei tzerachim, whatever I need, can I buy this from you or not? Divrei sechora af divrei melachim, I'm not supposed to talk about business on Shabbos. I'm not supposed to talk about divrei melachim, politics on Shabbos. Gebet Torat Kel utechakameini. I will think and talk about Hashem's Torah, and Hashem will make me smarter that way. So that's the Kiyash Merah Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Dibur asur. Talking about business is prohibited. I have to spend this much. I have to remember to hire someone tomorrow for that. That's prohibited on Shabbos. Hirhur, mutar, but I'm allowed to think it. I'm allowed to stand in shul and think, boy, I should hire him for that job. Thinking it, that's allowed on Shabbos. Bishtamakululache, the Gemara says, all the things we just learned, I can understand the application. But what does it mean? The way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk on a weekday. Rabbi asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, he asked him, am I allowed to walk and take big steps on Shabbos? The average step we take is an amma. Every footstep, the average step is an amma. Can I take big steps on Shabbos? Amalei. On a weekday, are you really supposed to do that? When a person walks big steps on a weekday, the Gemara says he loses 1/500th of the light of his eye. It says it reduces the light, the shine of one's eye when he takes these big steps. You want to get back, drink from the Kiddush of Friday night. So on a weekday, you shouldn't either walk big steps, of course, on Shabbos. So that's the idea that on Shabbos you're not supposed to take your walk on Shabbos shouldn't be like your walk on a weekday. You're not supposed to run. You're not supposed to take big steps. Yeah, Itai.
I wanted to know because I heard also discussed the politics. Has that to do with Shalom Bayit or? Because it's not talking about work.
I'm not sure. There's a Medrash that Tosfos quotes. The Medrash says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who honored his mother greatly, was once sitting at the Shabbos table, and his mother and sister were talking, idle chatter, and he just said to them, it's Shabbos today. So they stopped. They understood that on Shabbos they're not supposed to talk idle chatter. So I'm not sure if the idea of the song is revolving around that story with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that on Shabbos we're supposed to talk Divrei Torah. When my wife and I were either engaged or newly married, I told her there's a family I want us to go to for a Shabbos meal. And what I wanted my wife to see, I was impressed with this family, because many families, they stop the meal after everyone's talking, and they say, okay, who's going to say a Dvar Torah? And someone says a Dvar Torah, and it's very nice. This family never did that, because the whole meal was Torah. The whole meal, everyone was only talking Divrei Torah. So I wanted my wife to see that. I was so impressed with that. I think that's how Chazal wanted our Shabbos table to look. That our Shabbos table is Torah. And I think that's the theme the song is pushing. It's not the same level as talking business. I don't know of a source that puts it on the same level. Could be. I don't know of a source. Yeah.
The big steps part during the week, eh, Craig Hickers, are supposed to do things with alacrity during the week and here it's saying even during the week. I get the idea, don't rush, do things measured, but it's strange that it's big steps, you know.
I don't know. It sounds like something Kabbalistic, the idea of taking big steps, because you see, when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave, so it says he saw Hahu Saba, that old man running with two branches. Tosfos quotes an opinion that everywhere in Shas, except for one or two exceptions, when it says Ahu Saba, it's a code for Elio Anavi. So Elio was running. Running doesn't seem to be such a bad thing, as opposed to taking big steps. That sounds like in some way that affects a person differently, but these are Kabbalistic concepts. I don't know how it works. Okay, so today we learned about our clothing, Rabbi Yochanan, his power in Halacha, the idea of we don't talk about, we don't go checking our field on Shabbos. We do deal with spiritual things, including helping kids, our own kids, apprentice. Our speech on Shabbos should be different than our speech on a weekday. We are allowed to think business. We're not supposed to talk business. And we spoke about taking big steps on Shabbos. And this idea of how we talk on Shabbos has more applications, because when we ask a non-Jew to do something for us on Shabbos, part of the care we take is we don't directly say, can you turn on that light? It's not only because I'm not supposed to ask a non-Jew to do work for me on Shabbos, even where I'm allowed to ask him to do the work, my speech on Shabbos should be different. And that's why I allude it, I don't say it directly. It's two different issues. One is, can I have a non-Jew do work for me? Sometimes there are instances where that's permitted. Even then, I have to be careful how I speak on Shabbos, and we take care not to directly say, can you please turn on that light, because that's speech which I shouldn't be doing on Shabbat.